MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter. Calling in from Ute Pass. Looks like I'll be making it into Silverthorn tonight at an okay hour. Maybe a little late for me, but extra hour every once in a while doesn't hurt. Too bad. Hopefully. Man, the day kind of blew by. Riding was good. I felt pretty good. Cloud coverage was pretty nice to keep the sun off. Otherwise, it would have been another scorcher. Yeah. Fairly easy terrain today, other than that pass right after Brush Mountain. Pretty uneventful as well. Oh, ran into Whale climbing out of Radium, which is kind of hilarious because we met at Brush Mountain in 2019 during the snow fiasco, and then the next day out on course we ran into each other climbing into Radium. So like within 10 miles, was a 4 years apart. Those are the miles we shared. They're all within 10 miles. Yeah, enjoyed chatting with her for a bit. We shared the wrath of the mosquitoes climbing out of Radium. It was pretty bad. I figure with two of us, we split the difference, and maybe we only got half the mosquitoes we would have had if we were solo. So that was very nice. Started to push on a little bit as Silverthorn became more of a possibility, and put into a little bit of work. Nothing terrible, but nothing too easy. And then I'm kind of mellowing out now, and I know I should be able to make it there. Looking forward to it. So I know I'm going to get there, but the big to-do now is finding a restaurant that's open late enough to get a hot meal, which I don't think is going to be possible. So that might mean some gas station food heated up in a microwave or something, which isn't too bad. Same as today, no big plans for tomorrow. Just going to ride, see what happens. At least make it to, let's see where. Salida? Yeah, that'd be nice. I think. And I'm really confused. Yep, everything's going well. I forgot to mention this morning, or maybe yesterday, Wyoming just flew by. It's crazy. Felt like Canada and Montana were pretty long. And then Wyoming felt like a day or two. So maybe Colorado will blow by as well. We'll see. Talk to you later. Bye. Forgot to mention one thing. Talking with Leo, she said that she experienced the bowl of pudding on Lava Mountain as well. So if anyone's listening, go put out a hidden camera and go find that spot for next year and just get everyone endoing. It would be hilarious. All right, that's it. See ya.
Hey, short addition to my last message. I forgot to mention, I saw Ute Steve down before starting up Ute Pass. He was cheering me on. And then just got another group of people cheering me on heading into Silverthorn. I just wanted to call and connect before I always thought you'd be doing that.